to the program, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features, well, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com, rolling right into your phone calls. Let's go to Christian, trying him again. He's back on a landline this time, apparently. Christian in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Hey there. I had two things I wanted to tell you. First, I love the bed music you guys use for your intros.
That's good.
The first time in a decade I've heard Grip Inc., so that's great.
Oh, yes. Grip Inc. is a fine, fine band.
Yeah, I can't find their CD. I actually emailed the band on MySpace. They never emailed me back. I can't buy their music anywhere.
Well, try the torrent websites. You might be able to find it there or on file sharing. That's the way to do it.
Okay, and then as to the show, I love your show. I actually went around looking for radio shows that supported Ron Paul back in around April, and I first stumbled across the Alice Jones show, which quickly just became unlistenable after maybe two or three days.
Why is that? But he does report. But he does support Ron Paul.
He does. That's how I found him at first. Well, he's completely insane. And the reason why I caught a tell that, because I'm a podcast listener, and I was listening to yesterday's show today while I was working, and I was getting really irritated by the, I think it was two or three calls in a row that were calling saying, oh, you should listen to Alex Jones. And I just get irritated that there's this idea that people who like Liberty are also insane. And I think the Alex Jones segment of the Liberty movement really just represents us, so I wanted to lend my voice as a non-insane listener of your show.
Well, good. I certainly appreciate that. And I think
our numbers are much larger than those that may believe in more of the crazier, farther fringe conspiracies.
You've got the louder, crazier sounding voices, so everyone listens to them. That's the problem.
And they call.
Well, and they call. Saying? That's it.
But wait, Mark, what were you saying about our numbers?
I would believe that we have that there are more of us out there, the sort of just people that believe in personal responsibility and liberty, than those out there that necessarily believe that I don't know, the Bilderbergers dance around a giant owl statue in the Canadian wilderness.
Maybe so, but I can tell you that he's got a pretty popular website.
I'm not saying Alex Jones doesn't put out a great product.
Yeah,
Alex Jones puts out a great product.
Well, he puts out a fear product, and that's what people like about him, I think.
They don't recognize a fear product?
Well, when you listen to him, and this is why I had to stop listening to him, is he makes your anxiety level come up. I think if there's something about the adrenaline of feeling like there's someone out to get you that people get into, like Paula who calls, I think the reason she's so into that is because she enjoys feeling like the world's out to get her.
Hmm. So you're suggesting that the people that are into the conspiracy theories enjoy the feeling of paranoia?
I think they do. Well, you know what it is? It's not that they enjoy it with their, like, rational mind. I think there's something very low level where they feel like they're alive because there's something hunting them.
So, that's an interesting point. And I've never heard it analyzed in that fashion, and I think you might be onto something there. Something, you know, again, that's exciting. Even though they aren't really being hunted, they can
feel
like they're part of a movement that might possibly bring them into under being targeted.
But when you work all day, you go to the office, you come home, you play with your kids and your dog and dinner, like, you know, most people, we're wired for a different kind of existence than that. So,
excellent. Now, Mark, I want to jump back because you were trying to interject something into the music conversation.
Oh, I was just saying that Ian put those beds together a long, long time ago. And they haven't been updated in a long time. But, you know, there's 40 of them, and I don't know. I don't think we really need to.
Now,
grew up on Megadeth and Grip Inc. So
there you go.
Well, you must have some real interesting parents.
Now, here's usually parents don't have anything to do with
it. I grew up on Patsy Cline. What's wrong with you?
She's good, too.
Now, Mark, he mentioned that he had attempted to contact the band through their MySpace page and ask how to purchase the albums, but they never got back to him. So if you can't find the albums and the band itself is not communicating with you when you've reached out to say, hey, guys, I want to give you some money to buy your product, is it then, would you say, I mean, as the resident supporter of intellectual property, would it then be appropriate to go and acquire said product through piracy means until one can actually find the product that one is looking to purchase?
Well, now, what is the name of the band's album that has this song on it?
Oh, you're going to do Google search.
What is it?
The Power of Inner Strength.
The Power of Inner Strength. I bet I can find that thing inside of 45 seconds where I can buy it.
Well, here's the thing. They have the CD available, but it's like a $35 import from Germany. So that's
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, Dave Lombardo was on the album. He's a famous drummer from Slayer. he was on that album that Ian has all the beds for. It's a great album, but then he left after that, and they just became a smaller band around Germany. So it was really hard to get their albums now.
I see.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and you can
they
find
have it there.
Now,
well,
I'm not saying it doesn't matter to me whether in this case somebody would go to one of the torrent sites and get a song or anything like that. What would bother me is that if somebody used it to make money. And,
I see.
You know,
okay. So there you go. That's one way to do it. I actually have a few of the albums, but there's one of them that I couldn't find either, and I went and did that. So Grip Inc. wants to come after me. I guess they can't.
Well, they can't because we are on radio stations, and those radio stations pay their ASCAP BMI fees.
Well, that's an interesting viewpoint, Mark. I don't know about that. I don't know if that gets you out of downloading.
It absolutely
music.
Is true.
Well, they only pay it based on the auditing. Like, that's self-reported numbers, I think. There's not someone listening at every single radio broadcast in the United States.
No, they just have a license to,
they're like in a catalog that...
Yeah, they just pay their ASCAP BMI fee, and then ASCAP BMI, they take care of that crap.
Christian, yeah, glad you found the show. Glad you're enjoying it. And as always, thank you for the call. Hope you're fine. 800-259-9231. We continue and go to Brian in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
I was wanting to comment on the cell phone regulations being increased and the enforcement of that.
Yes, UK government is going to crack down for our listeners just tuning in and possibly hit people with up to 2 years in jail and unlimited fines for using a cell phone or an MP3 player or any other sort of distracting device in the car.
Yeah, we've sort of followed suit with England with a number of enforcement policies, such as surveillance, and this unuse enforcement is going to increase much like the seatbelt enforcement has. As soon as the states and the cities realize how much money they can generate for themselves, they'll enforce it more and more. And whereas before where you would get cited for not wearing your seatbelt after you were caught for speeding, now you can be pulled over with just having not worn your seatbelt.
Right, and this is just as obscure as the seatbelt law, because in that, and what I mean when I say obscure, I mean that the police officer has to think he's seeing you violate this, right? He has to spot you with what he believes is a cell phone in your hand, which is even more difficult, in my opinion, to notice than a strap going across your chest.
Right. You could be lifting your hand up to scratch the side of your face.
Sure.
While driving, the officer could say, I know that's a cell phone, and pull you over, and then...
If he's wrong, he won't get in trouble.
And next time you're out driving around, notice how many times you'll actually see police officers driving their cruisers on duty on their cell phone.
Oh, sure.
Right. They're always talking on some device or another. And when they pull people over, it's not the same everywhere, but in some places they just pull them over into the side of the lane. So they create an obstruction.
So much.
It's dangerous. If somebody's not paying, they're not completely alert, they can come up over a hill, bash both of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy. These cops pulling people over is, in fact, dangerous. And the other thing that, they make it seem like they're out there to keep the roads safe. That's a bunch of poppycock. They've proven that, you can, let's see, now Washington, D.C., there was an article yesterday, as a matter of fact. If you put cameras at stoplights and on the sides of the road catching speeders, speeding goes down, revenue goes down, and they think about taking the cameras away. Look, the cops are out there to enforce the law arbitrarily, so in fact you will disobey the speed limits. Because if they really didn't want people to speed, they'd have cameras out there.
And with Virginia now, in July 1st, they just imposed new penalties. If you are a Virginia resident, your fines for any moving violation, whether it be speeding or not stopping at a stop sign, are considerably more than... When I say considerably, it went from a couple hundred dollars to now thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I remember that.
As opposed to being a non-Virginia resident. And the residents of Virginia are really, really upset about it.
So wait a minute.
Because
if you're an outsider...
As opposed to someone outside of the state.
So if you're an outsider, you don't get as big of fines as the residents do?
Correct.
Oh, man.
Silly.
What a scam.
And the General Assembly passed all this without... basically going to the people, because they know that no one in the state would have stood for it.
Oh, but Brian, they tell you over and over again that they were elected by the people in order to pass these laws. You should be happy about that. Thanks for the call, man. Great story.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that The Power of Inner Strength by Grip Inc., you can get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com for $5.
Hey, now that's
the whole album.
That's a hell of a great album. Anyway, more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Of course, none of that money is actually going to the band.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 20th, 2007. Gold, 797.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.20, $404.75 for half, $202.38 for quarter. That's $821.20, $404.75, and $202.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, some of those features include live streams, broadband version, and dial-up version. You'll find them both for free at freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, we go to Jeremy, listening in Montana on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I was, I listen to John Stokes on his show every day, like 10 to 12:30 or 1 or what have you, and he had a couple of two or three guys call in whining about, disagreeing with you on certain topics. And I don't agree with everything you guys say, That's why I believe God gave us, or whoever you believe in, gave us, a free mind to speak with. And I'd just like to tell them, to, like John told, call you up. And why are you calling me, telling me about
Well, because I think they probably think that if they call and complain, they can get us taken off the air. And to an extent, that can happen. I mean,
I guess if enough people called in and complained, that would be true.
Especially
but it would
the
also prove that there's a lot of people listening.
Right, that's true. And I think a good radio station owner, and John is, as far as I'm concerned, a great one. A good station owner understands that a little bit of controversy keeps people glued to their radios.
Right, and they also understand that not everybody's going to agree all the time.
And I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist myself, but could you imagine if that's all you listen to around the clock? I mean, I can't wait till the evening sometimes, come home and listen to you guys. Sometimes it'll be the first time I've laughed or smiled all day, because y'all joke a little bit. It's not like Alex Jones where it's all just really hardcore the whole time,
So is that what they were suggesting, is that they that the programming be of a more uniform basis and that the programs all sort of had that same conspiracy theme?
Yeah, but John told him he wasn't going to do that. He said we have to have diversity on this station. In other words, it wouldn't really be right. So I don't think you guys are going anywhere anytime soon on KGZ. And if you do, that means I'll have to go buy a computer and listen to online. So.
Well, that would be it would be an honor, Jeremy. And thank you for bringing that up tonight, because it's an important issue. And thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So I think that might have happened, Mark, because of all the conspiracy crowd people that were calling in last night, and we were duking it out with them on the air, basically. And you know how they can get? They get very, very upset.
Some of them can. I mean, Jeremy himself said that he's part of that conspiracy crowd, and some of them will listen to different sides of it.
Uppity ones is who I'm talking about.
There's certainly some that call in here and they say stuff and it's just annoying. But
right. The idea is if you don't adhere to the the gospel of the conspiracy, then you're not worth our time and get off our airwaves. I guess that's sort of what they were suggesting to the station owner at that particular instance that Jeremy was talking about.
But of course, that station keeps on adding us, more hours as time goes. By
something must
subtracting
right.
Us.
There must be at least an equivalent amount, if not a larger amount of people. Maybe they're not calling necessarily on the air, but perhaps calling off the air to say, "Hey, we like those guys on Free Talk Live. We're glad you have them on the station." Because as you say, Mark, we started 1 hour a night on KGEZ in Montana. They expanded us, doubling our coverage to 2 hours a night.
They got us on Saturdays now.
Then after that, they added our Saturday show, all 3 hours of that. So really, you guys are getting all but, I think, 5 hours of the show each week. So they're on for like 13 hours a week, which is great.
You'd add that last 5 hours.
There's one more hour there, and you'll get to it eventually, I'm sure. And if you like the show, then call them and let them know that, too. I'm sure they already know it. But it helps, because it seems like the people that are against something are more likely to pick up the phone. Like, if people are upset, they're more likely to call and complain than someone who likes something to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, you guys are doing a great job."
And I would also say that we don't encourage people that agree with us to call.
I want disagreement on the air.
Right. So
that's my kind of radio. I mean, I don't want this to be the choir show where everybody's calling in like a Sean Hannity and saying, "Mark, you're the greatest. I listen to every single night. How you doing there, Mark? You're the greatest show host of all time." I mean, it's like they take
boring.
Call after call that does that.
It's just boring. And
it's why when people call in, just to point something out, it's why when people call in and say, "How are you?" look, I understand that's just sort of a friendly greeting kind of a thing.
It's also just what people say.
It's what people say. But don't, you know, I don't think anyone's ever offended when I ignore that statement and I say, what's on your mind?
People are surprised sometimes when you say, what's on your mind? You don't answer the question, you just say, what's on your mind?
Right. But and the reason is if we answered that question for every single person who got on the phone with us, we would probably waste, you know, 5 minutes a show saying, we're great. How are you?
Great.
I'm great.
Oh, I have to come up with snappy new answers each time, like, oh, I'm feeling much better now.
Super. Terrific.
Yep.
That sort of thing.
Better and better each day.
Yeah. Yeah,
whatever it is that people answer, you know, it's not really great show content.
Yeah.
But I understand also why callers do it. Because
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It just starts out. So
it's comfortable. It's comfortable for them to ask that, and that's A-OK. I'm not saying don't do that anymore. I'm just explaining our rationale.
A lot of calls from KGEZ. We have, 33 stations on now.
Some
at the same
come
time.
And go at different times.
Yeah, they're on at different times. But we have a lot of different stations. KGEZ is definitely represents, it's not even a very populous section of Montana.
Per capita, I would say they're well or overrepresented.
Yeah, they call.
And that's cool. That's all you have to do is pick up the phone to get involved here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue. This one's Richard in California. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Tell you a little story about the science fiction future that's coming.
Okay.
Some days I wake up and I feel like I'm living in a science fiction movie, and I know how it's going to end, and I just can't wake up. So anyway, we were in this rental car. This rental car came from Canada, from Vancouver, B.C., and the rental car, it can be in the States and everything. So it comes down to Humboldt County, and it's on this road trip. And so the Canadian rental car pulls over, and you know, it's got this no smoking thing on the dashboard of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, so okay, so whatever. So we all have 215 cards, so like the means we can have like 8 pounds of weed each, you know, in the state. So anyway, we don't have
a 215 card is some kind of certification from the state to say that you can have an amount of marijuana.
Yeah, because you're a medicinal patient.
Okay.
So anyway,
8 pounds. That's pretty awesome.
So you can have 8 pounds. So we don't have anywhere near that, right?
All right.
And so we're stopped in this, like, brand-new rental car, the Canadian rental car, and we're toking up, and the windows are down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, this thing starts chiming. It goes, bung, 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 bung. And this
smoke
voice
alarm?
Comes over the radio. No, I'm telling you the truth, man. This voice comes over the radio, and it addresses the person who rented the car, the Canadian rental car. It addresses that person. And it tells them they're not allowed to smoke in the car, and they sign things stating they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
That they're not allowed to be smoking what they're smoking. So
wow,
we're sitting in the car wondering
amazing.
How they knew what we were smoking.
Wow.
And they billed us $500 for detailing the car. So.
Well, hey, you did violate your contract. And,
yeah, no, I'm
guess,
okay with the panic, but it just shows you how level of spying and where
that's
it's going.
Amazing. I mean, I believe it, that the technology exists out there for
anything,
that. Totally believable story, and thanks for sharing it. And
wow.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Speaking of drugs, I've got a story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Carfenic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com with the features we give them away, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and click and download them for free. Right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman is the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. Peter Crist, the spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. Congressman Ron Paul, of course, has called for an end to federal drug raids. They all want to end the war on drugs, and they'll all be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the code 2008FTL if you'd like to save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And once again, the code, it's all one word, 2008FTL. Mark, this is in literally a handful of weeks from now. We're going to be there.
Very soon, yeah. It's going to be fun.
I'm very excited. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. Inevitably, we'll be meeting a number of you who are going to be in attendance and hoping to see you there. So, and I know there are some threads. I think there might be a thread on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. Some of our listeners are apparently sharing hotel rooms with one another to help cut costs, which is just amazing.
Makes sense to me.
I don't know if you trust the anonymous people on our message board, but it's...
There's some of those people there talk a great deal. So
that's
true.
You know. They know each other pretty well. In fact, a number of them have actually gotten together at the past Liberty Forum. There was a little impromptu Free Talk Live listener party that happened last time, and so they actually got to meet in person at that particular case. Well, of course, they could meet anyway, but it was an easy way to identify who was a Free Talk Live listener without having to depend on them wearing a Free Talk Live T-shirt around the forum. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing you there. Liberty Forum, get more information, freestateproject.org. We go back into the phone calls here. It's Mike in California. He's on the amp line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
I just wanted to share a quick story with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
On Sunday, I ordered 1,000 of the Ron Paul Liberty cards.
Oh, yes, from libertycard.org, one of our online advertisers.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
And earlier today, I'd have to say about an hour and a half ago, I went here in downtown San Carlos and I started handing them out to people and sticking them on car windows.
Wow.
And with the exception of two people who refused to take the card, everyone else was really just happy and excited. And they had heard about Ron Paul
really?
And how much money he made on Sunday. And they were just happy to take the card.
I'm surprised you were so well received. I mean, this was just the average folk on the street, right?
Yeah, and San Francisco Bay Area, of all places. Yeah.
Huh. So, now, what was your approach, just out of curiosity? I mean, when you were coming up to people trying to ply them with your wares, what was your opening line, if you will?
I was very simple, non-aggressive. I just said, gentlemen, or folks, or ma'am, may I interest you in a Ron Paul Liberty card? And for the most part, everyone was more than welcome to take one.
Hmm.
And then I walked up and down the streets downtown and put them on the car windows and on the side windows.
Brilliant.
I've distributed 500 of them, and
wow.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that. And I'm going to go back out and see if I can get rid of the other 500 today.
Now, did you get, as an amplifier, was the free shipping offer still going on for you?
No, I don't believe so, because I believe I wanted them to be rushed to me. So
oh, okay.
I had ordered it on Sunday, and they said that it would be here on Wednesday, and sure enough, it was.
I believe that when you're looking to restock, you might want to get in touch with Corey, the guy that runs the site there, and ask him if the amplifier free shipping deal is still available. Because what you'll see happening is the Free Talk Live amplifiers, and we'll tell you more about the amp program here in a little bit for our newer listeners. But the amplifiers sort of they scratch each other's backs in different ways. We provide some perquisites, some reasons to sign up for the amp program, but then amplifiers will just come up with extras. They'll just come up with like Corey from the Liberty Card said, hey, if you're an amplifier, you let me know, and I'll give you free shipping on the Liberty Card. So it's a nice little benefit. So look into that.
I wasn't aware of that. I'll have to take advantage of that. That's because I'm definitely going to have to order more. And over the weekend, I was very surprised to see here in outside of San Francisco in kind of a suburban area, I saw four different small Ron Powell rallies along one of our major streets here.
Wow.
Excellent.
If he's doing well in California, that's a very good sign.
Absolutely is. And thanks for checking in with the story. Appreciate hearing from you, Mike. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded up. If you're there, we will get to you. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Puke.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just want to call in and let you know that I'm sort of a freer man today.
How so?
And that's because today is the last day that I was in the inactive ready reserve for the Army.
Wow, I'm going to give you some applause for that. Well, that's a pretty big deal.
Why such a short period of time? You really just got out of the Army.
Yeah, one thing, I was stop loss for 6 months past my original ETS date, and also my original time from when I signed up to when I actually went into the basic training program was somewhere around 8 months, and that counted towards that time.
I see.
Hmm.
And so it helped out at only... From February until now in December was my inactive ready reserve time, and now it's over with. So I'm pretty happy about that because these past few months, I've always been kind of with the surge going on and the crap with Iran. In the back of my mind, I've always wondered, am I going to get a letter or a phone call or something like that, from the DOD saying, hey, guess what? You just won the lottery to come back.
Yay!
So, can you not be drafted now that you've served X amount of years in the military? Or?
I don't know about that.
I'm just wondering.
Well, they can change the rules any time, I'm sure. Game. But officially, you're out. It's done. It's over with. I mean, do you feel like you're a little more relieved today as a result?
Yes, I am, actually, because, you know, there was always something in the back of my mind that sort of made me nervous. Even though I'd done 6.5 years, you never know with the government military and the way that this war is going on forever, unless maybe somebody stops it like Ron Paul.
Yeah, they're having a tough time filling those slots in the Army, too. So,
exactly.
Yeah, there are still, you know, thousands of soldiers that are still stop loss every year.
Oh.
And there's plenty of them that actually get called back.
Can you explain for people that don't know? I mean, I'm sure anybody that's been paying attention to the war knows what stop-lossing is. But for a newer listener or somebody that may be completely unaware, what does that mean?
Well, when you join the military, you sign what they call is a contract agreement. Mine was for 6 years. And that was in 99. And before, you know, obviously that was before 9/11, and then this war thing popped up. And what happens is your ETS date rolls around, and mine was in August, but I was in Iraq. So I was not allowed to ETS and get out of the Army like I thought I was going to in August of 2006.
Hmm.
And some guys get stop loss for longer. Mine was only 6 months, only. But
right.
So essentially what it is just...
Six more months, you could die.
Longer.
Yeah, and yep. A lot of these guys, you know, what's the longest that you've heard of? The longest stop loss?
I knew a guy that was in my unit that was stop loss for a little over a year.
Jeez.
Because of the deployment.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them.
Let me tell you, he wasn't happy.
I was gonna say it doesn't matter to them if you had plans, you know, if you had a girlfriend to get back to, or a business to get back to run, or you're planning on starting a business, or whatever, going to school, whatever your plans were, doesn't matter. Apparently, the contract doesn't matter either. They can do whatever they want to do with their side of the contract, and
well,
you're just screwed.
You know, the contract was that he signed up for actually 8 years total. He just didn't realize it, and. You know,
well, you realized it, right? I mean, they know. You know, did you know that you were in for 8 years when you signed up?
No, it was 6 years is what he signed up for. But he, you know, it's a total of an 8 year contract with 2 years in inactive ready reserve.
Is like they actually told that to me, but I really had no idea what it meant. It just sort of, you know, went in one ear and out the other.
Okay.
You know, they were like 6 years, no less than 8 years if, you know, whatever a war pops off. And of course, when I joined, I was like, oh, a war, you know,
war
what are the odds
more.
Of that? But it did happen. So.
Yeah, I'm afraid you weren't the only one who was thinking that way. But at least it's over and you're alive. You're all intact, so you lucked out. And thank you for the call, as always.
I'm one of the lucky few.
Very good, sir. 800-259-9231. Maybe we'll celebrate that because people live up here in Keene, and we'll go out to the little social Sundays event. Maybe someone will buy him a drink on Sunday as a result of it.
Or not you, though.
You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel, I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies taking their time to send us their validated photo, prove they listened to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. At shrine.freetalklive.com, we go to the phone calls here and talk to Steve, listening in California on KCAA. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Super. What's on your mind?
A couple of nights ago, you were talking about court cases and abuses in court.
Sure. There's always plenty of those.
Yeah. About 12 years ago, I had my own business. And one day I'm sitting in my office meeting with a client. Two deputies walk in.
Oh, boy.
And they ask my name, and they say that I was under arrest. They have me stand up, handcuff me, start hauling me out the door. I ask them why they're arresting me. They claim they didn't know.
Whoa. We're just following orders.
Yeah. So basically, before they haul me away, I beg them to lock my office up so my equipment wouldn't get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
They take me down to the courthouse. I'm escorted in the back door of the courthouse. And they sit me down on some benches in front of this courtroom full of people. This is about 1 in the afternoon. I sit there for about an hour. It turned out to be small claims court.
They arrested you for small claims court?
Small claims court.
I don't think they can do that. Small claims court's a civil situation.
Yes, it is.
Okay, go
on. After a while, the judge finally gets around to me. And he looks over and he says, do you know why you're here? And I go, no, Your Honor, I don't. And he says, sure you do. Of course you do. You know, I'm not going to take that. And I said, Your Honor, I really don't know. And I added, I protest, Your Honor, that I feel my civil rights are being violated.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, why do I think this? I explained to him the deputies wouldn't tell me why I'd be arrested. I wasn't read my rights or anything. So he tries to explain this away by saying that under the law, a magistrate, which he claims he was, can bring you into court without that. And then he explains to me that the reason I was there was that I sued several months ago for $800, and I failed to appear in small claims.
Did you ever get notice to appear?
No, I didn't. I never got the summons, the notice, anything. It turns out this woman who had been a client of mine had sued me. I knew nothing about it.
Wow.
So from there, after that, he doesn't say anything. I'm transferred into another courtroom, shackled to this guy, bunch of guys in orange jumpsuits.
It's nuts.
And I sit there for about an hour while the judge goes down each case down the line until he gets to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks me why I'm there, and I tell him I really don't know. Okay. So then he recesses for a moment. I guess he went and talked to the other judge.
Right.
And he comes out and he says that the other judge said that I talked back to him and that I was being arrested for contempt.
What?
Yeah, I guess the talking back to him was protesting that my civil rights were being violated.
They are just making it up as they go along. I mean, these are a group of thugs. They're violent people. They don't care about their own rules, and they can change them at will. And I'm curious, what happened then?
Oh, I was hauled along with this chain gang into a van, hauled down to jail. Before I went, I asked the bailiff. That day, I had two little kids, and I had to pick them up from school.
Right.
I begged this bailiff to let me try and call my wife so she could pick them up.
Sure.
Couldn't get through to her. I finally got hold of a neighbor who later got through to her. I was in a panic because they would be waiting there. They were little kids and, you know, wouldn't know what to do. So I spent about the next 8 hours being abused in jail, basically, until I was let out about that morning.
Why did they let you out?
There was really no charge to hold me on.
Right.
The one deputy at the jail told me that the judge had written him a note that he wanted me to spend at least till midnight in jail.
So did they drop the contempt charge? Because it sounded like they were going to hit you with that, but they didn't?
No, they didn't. But I did have to go back to court to reappear on the small claims action.
Right.
And it gets worse.
Oh, boy.
Because when I went that day, the woman who had sued me was there, and the judge discussed the case with her, and he wouldn't even hear my side of it.
This is when you came back?
When I came back,
okay.
Right. And during that time, he said, okay, I'm going to judge against you, and he asked the bailiff to come over and search my pockets to see if there were car keys inside. He took my car keys. Judge told him to go out and see if they fit any of the cars in the parking lot. After about 20 minutes, he came back and identified my car, and the judge was going to give my car to this woman.
This guy's out of his mind.
Oh, yeah, he very definitely was. The woman was kind of shocked, too, and she wouldn't accept it. So at that point, he kind of dropped it and just fined me. Good thing was, several years later, I took notice of this judge through the news and saw him because when I sat in small claims, I watched him just abuse people ridiculously.
Sure.
Some poor guy got like 30 days for not having a seatbelt. It was pathetic.
Oh, this guy's dangerous.
One after another, yeah. But years later, I saw he was removed from the bench, which, you know.
Yeah, but how many people did he hurt in that amount of time is what you've got to wonder.
How many lives did he ruin and just basically take a dump on as a result of his attitude problem or his stick-up-his-butt or authoritarian demeanor or whatever his problem is? And I wish I could say that your story was really that unique. I mean, certainly the circumstances are unusual, but as far as getting in front of an out-of-control judge who's sick with power, it just happens too much in this country. And I'm glad that you know, I'm glad it wasn't as bad as it could have been, because I'm sure it could have been worse. You know, you could have spent, I don't know, more time in jail or something like that. I guess he was just trying to scare you by putting you in there for the amount of time that you were there. Wow.
Well, all he really did was radicalize my attitudes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what happens. You know, people that prior to this, had you had any encounters with the law or the system?
I had never even been arrested in my life.
Exactly. Yeah. So somebody like you, who's a business owner, you've been completely on the right side of the law for your entire life. You miss one you know, piece of mail, or maybe two. Maybe they sent it to the wrong mailbox, or they had the wrong address, or whatever their deal is, or they're just bureaucrats and they screwed it up.
The lady gave them a bad address.
Right. You you missed a couple pieces of mail, and then they come in with their handcuffs to completely turn your life upside down.
You're a criminal.
This whole time, you probably thought government was there to keep you safe and protect your freedoms. Well, I guess you found out the truth, and thank you for the story, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. The fact is, these people aren't there to serve and protect you. They're there to serve and protect themselves. They want to serve and protect the state, the government, their precious masters in the legislature. That's what it's all about. It's about enriching the state through fining you and increasing their coffers.
Well, and, you know, the great paying positions that they have. Essentially, it's a very sophisticated form of graft. You know, when you go to Mexico, you pay the cop an extra $50. At least this is what people imagine. I don't know that this is true. You pay the cop an extra $50 or whatever, and you get out of some ticket that you may or may not have done the offense for.
Right.
Here, on the other hand, you know, they're going to give you all kinds of fines. If it's a speeding ticket, it can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Thousands, as the guy from Virginia pointed out earlier.
And, you know, those thousands of dollars go to pay people up the line in this system of theirs.
Right. It encourages their behavior. And people out there believe that we need this?
They
believe
that
this is okay? Well, look, the fact is, if this were a private arbitration situation, as I have talked about many times on this show at this point, if this were a situation where we had arbitration agencies that if it was a small claim, so that would be something that could be brought to arbitration for sure. I mean, she felt like she was wronged by
her. He could have had it in his contract with the client originally that all disputes will be settled through arbitration.
Through an agency. And the judge in the arbitration agency would never be able to get away with this nonsense that this government judge can get away with. Because if he were to, if an arbitrator were to behave in this fashion, no one would want to use their services because they'd be out of control. They'd be like a rogue arbitration agency.
Yeah, these people are nuts. That guy was nuts.
And people would pull their business. They'd pull their business and they'd go with an arbitrator that's fair, that has a reputation for being honest. That is a stand-up guy in the community, instead of being this black-robed, sicko, authoritarian, power-monger freak. Those guys would have, they'd have to go and find something else to do with their time, or they'd have to get honest or something like that, because the marketplace would not stand for this. But in the case what we have today with this monopoly government court system, we're all forced to use this system.
Right. What's going to happen if you do get a system that's under control and more market-driven? What are all the sociopaths going to do for work?
That's a great question.
I suspect that they'll straighten up and act right, generally. Yeah, I mean, the proof
incentives.
It's
the incentives.
The proof is that people will act right, given the, you know, right incentives.
Or maybe they could go and start a, you know, like a dominatrix business or something where they could beat people and, you know, they could consent to it.
Yeah, but the judge probably wasn't hot. But at least he could wear that silly little robe of his.
I don't know. But that's a great question, though, Mark. Maybe some of our listeners could brainstorm that. What would the sociopaths do if we actually obtain, or rather when, what will they do when we obtain a true free market laissez-faire society? What will their jobs be? Garbage man? I don't know. I'd love to hear your answers. Hour 3 is on the way. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.